We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kedusha de Sidra, the Kedusha in Uvo Letzion, Halacha Aleph. Unfortunately, the paragraphs are not numbered here. We're on page 425, the left-hand column, the bottom of the page, the last paragraph. V'zeo b'chinas Kedusha de Sidra, Sha'imrim achar hatfila lahamshecha shefa. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, we're going to understand with new clarity the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh that we say in Uvolitzin after Shmon Esrei, which is to bring down shefa, to bring down sustenance from above. Ki kisheroitzim lahamshech hashefa shebo al yedei hatfila. Because when we want to complete this process, when we want to draw down sustenance that's coming to us as a result of our prayer, meaning that Hashem should fill the requests, the things that we asked for, the things that we're davening for, azai tzrichin sheyizbatel b'china shaloi kaseder. In order for that to happen, we have to first eliminate the shaloi kaseder. Dahainu, meaning shebechinas shaloi kaseder yihye nechzor v'nichlal bebechinas kaseder. How do we eliminate the shaloi kaseder in a healthy way? By plugging it into kaseder, kanal, as we discussed earlier. In the previous year, one of the examples that we gave of shaloi kaseder and kaseder were Chava and Adam. A wife and husband. The woman is referred to as Shaloi Kaseder for many reasons. We see in her name the word Chava, that the letters are out of order. Even though He and Vav come before Ches in the Aleph Beis, we start with Ches, then we have Vav, then we have He. We're going in reverse order. Whereas Adam is going in the sequence of the Aleph Beis. Aleph first. Dalid follows Adam, not exactly, but it follows it, and then Mem follows that. And Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 82, in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on, Rabbeinu Zal goes into a lot of detail there, explaining the concept of Keseder and Shaloi Keseder, how Shaloi Keseder represents Midas Hadin, judgment, harshness. Keseder represents Chesed, and therefore, when we want to be able to receive sustenance from Hashem, in order for that to happen, we have to first get rid of the Midas Hadin, any judgments against us, anything like that. So we have to eliminate the Shaloi Keseder, and Rabbeinu Zal says that one of the best ways to do that is fold it into the Keseder. But when the Shaloi Keseder and the Keseder merge together, the Shaloi Keseder becomes nullified to the Keseder. Just like in the example of a man and woman, before they get married, she has an identity, she has a family name, he has a different family name, the husband. Once they get married, she submits, she gives up her family name, her maiden name, and takes on the name of the husband. That's the concept of the Shaloi Keseder becoming botel to the Keseder. Shaydezeh nismalin kol habakoshos. That's what makes it possible for all the requests that the person made, all the things that they were asking for throughout the tefillah, especially throughout Shmon Esrei, to be granted. Al kein oimrim oz kedusha de sidra. This is why, in order to make that happen, we recite this kadosh, kadosh, kadosh in uvolitzion, va'azai nichlal shaloi keseder bebechinas keseder. And by doing that, we cause the Shaloi Keseder to be merged into the Keseder. How? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this very well. Ki kodosh hu bechinas chochma kemuva. We know in the Sifrei Kabbalah that kodosh and kodesh are associated with chochma. Chochma is the first of the spheroids. And the pasuk says, Kodesh Yisroel Hashem, Reishis Tivuasoi. The Jews are Kodesh. They are the first of Hashem's crops. So we see that Kodesh is associated with Reishis, which is Chachma, Reishis Chachma. And there are many other proofs, as we're going to see. The Chachma, Hu Bechinas Mo Kanal. And we learned earlier in the previous year that Chachma is actually Koyach Mo, the power of Mo. Mo means nothingness. Mo means humility. When a person makes himself like nothing, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, we are nothing. V'ze Bechinas Kodesh Yisroel Hashem Reishis Tevuasoi. Uksiv, and the other pasuk says, Reishis Chachma. Nimtza, so we see from this, Shekodesh Hu Bechinas Chachma, that Kodesh and Kodosh and Kedusha are associated with Chachma. Shehu Bechinas Mo, which is Mo, which is Adam, as we saw earlier. Adam is Bigematria Mo. Bechinas Atem Kruyim Adam. We know the Gemara says, you, the Jewish people, are called Adam. Hainu Yisroel Am Kodosh Kruyim Adam. The Jewish people, this holy nation, we are referred to by this title Adam, Shehu Bechinas Mo, which is associated with Mo, Bechinas Chachma. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us another proof. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, Yisroel Olo B'machshava Tchila. The Jewish people were Hashem's first thought. When Hashem was considering creating the world, Hashem's first thought was about the Jewish people, that there'll be a Jewish nation for which the whole creation will be worthwhile. So the terminology used there is Yisroel Olo B'machshava Tchila. The Jews entered Hashem's mind first. And we know again, Tchila Samachshava is Chachma. The beginning of Machshava is Chachma. Shu B'chinas Chachma. Ki HaMachshava U'B'chinas Chachma Ki Yadua. So Rav Nosson Zal's building his case here to show us that Kodesh, which is associated with Yisroel, with Chachma, is all the concept of Adam, which is Keseder, as we saw earlier. Nimtza Shekidusha Hu B'chinas Chachma Mo Adam Sheze B'chinas Keseder. So all of those things line up. All of those things are on the same side. V'ze b'chinas yud minei kedushos. And this also ties in with the fact that the Gemara tells us that there are 10 levels and 10 types of kedusha, of kodesh. K'mayshom razal, as the Gemara says in Kalim, the first mission in Kalim, there are 10 levels of holiness. It starts with the land of Eretz Yisrael. The rest of the world is not Kodesh. It's called Chutz. Chutzlar, it's outside. It's outside the boundary of Kedusha. Kedusha begins in Eretz Yisrael. Then the next level is Yerushalayim. Then the next level is so on and so forth. V'zeh b'chinas ein Kedusha b'pochis miyud. And we find the Gemara also tells us that you do not have holiness with less than 10. You cannot recite Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, those items that represent major Kedusha, or in benching, Nevorech Elokeinu Sha. You can't recite that unless you have a minimum of 10. Ki Kedusha, Zebechinas Keseder, because Kedusha is associated with all the things we mentioned before, Adam, Mo, Keseder, Shehu Bechinas Yud, Kanal B'maymaral, which corresponds to the letter Yud, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, and as we mentioned in the previous year, we had shown that the letter Yud, when you fill it in, it's Yud Vav Dalid, which represents the flow of light in an orderly manner from top to bottom. The Yud of the Yud Vav Dalid represents Chachma. The Vav is a pipe, the pipeline from which Chachma sends its light down to the Dalid, which is Malchus. Malchus is referred to many times as Dalid. Dalavani, it's poor. It has no light of its own. It has to receive from Chachma. So the letter Yud, in its full Yud Vav Dalid, represents the flow of light, Keseder, in an orderly manner, starting from Chachma, streaming down to Malchus. Rav Nosson Zal's building his case now. V'onu oimrim ha-kedushos b'loshna kodesh u'b'loshin targum. And in Uvol Etzion, when we say Kodosh, 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 we say it in two formats. First, we say it in Lashon Kodesh. Then we repeat it again. We say V'amrin le'kaddish b'shmei meroyim ilo. We say it in Targum, in Aramaic. Hu bechinas shaloikas seder. And we know that Targum is associated with shaloikas seder. Bechinas chava she'ikr binyono al yedei tardema. Targum is associated with chava, who was built up, who was created during a tardema, during a deep sleep. Adam Rishon had to be put into a state of tardema, and that's when Hashem removed the rib and created Chava. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash Bereishis, Vayapel Hashem Elokim tardema. Hashem imposed a tardema, a deep sleep on Adam Rishon in order to create Chava. And the Arizal tells us, tardema hu b'mispar targum, kamuva. That the word tardema is bigimatria targum, to show that this state of deep sleep, which is again a v'chinas shaloi keseder, when a person's awake, it's keseder. Asleep, darkness, nighttime, is shaloi keseder, which is associated with targum, the language of targum, compared to Lashon Kodesh. Ki Lashon Kodesh, v'Lashon Targum, shemimenu yoinkim ashivim l'shoinois, because the language of Lashon Kodesh versus Targum is the concept of Keseder versus Sheloi Keseder. Because it's via Targum that all the 70 languages of the world draw their power from Targum, which is connected to Lashon Kodesh. Ki ikar sidur haloshoin hu Lashon HaKodesh. Because the main orderly language, the normal language, is Lashon Kodesh, Sheboi Nivra Ha'olam, which Hashem used to create the world. Vezehu Hatziruf Ho'amiti Hamesudor Karoi. And that's the proper language. That's the real alphabet. Because Hashem's alphabet is Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Lashon Kodesh. Bechinas keseder, and that's why that represents keseder. That represents things in the right order, in the normal order. Aval hatzirufim shel shar lashonos, whereas all the other alphabets of all the other languages, hein bebechinas shaloi keseder, they are referred to as shaloi keseder. That's not the real order. Ki heim nikroim lashon ilgim. Because they're referred to as broken languages, you know, and messed up. Ve'ein lohem shleimus. They are imperfect. Ve'ein bebechina shaloi keseder. Therefore, they're in the category of shaloi keseder. Ki tserufeihem eina misudorim kaseder horoi misheishis imei bereishis beis briyas olam. Because the order of those letters and how they work together in these other languages is not the way that Hashem organized everything from the beginning of creation, when Hashem first created the world. Ki seder habriya hoyorak al yidei Lashon HaKodesh. Because the order of creation was established through Lashon Kodesh, not through any other language. V'al kein anu oimrim kidusha desidra b'Lashon HaKodesh u'b'Lashon Targum. Now you'll understand that when we are trying to bring down Shefa from above, we do it by reciting the Kiddusha first in Lashon Kodesh and then in Lashon Targum. Kedei sheyia nichlal bechinas Targum, bechinas shaloi keseder, betoich bechinas keseder. Because we're acknowledging that there's two departments. There's the keseder department and there's shaloi keseder. There's Adam and Chava. In order to generate Shefa, you need both. And you need that Chava should be subservient to Adam. You need that the Shaloi Keseder should be subservient to the Keseder. That's why we first say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in Lashon Kodesh, and then we say it in Lashon Targum. First we do Shehu Bechinas HaKedusha B'Lashon HaKodesh, Shehu Bechinas Keseder, Bechinas Chochma, Bechinas Kadosh, U'bishvil zeh nikra Lashon HaKodesh. And Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand also why Hebrew is called Lashon HaKodesh. Because it is Kodesh, it is Chachma, it is Ma, it is Adam, it is Keseder. Al shezeh haloshein nichlal bebchinas keseder. That's the language of keseder. Shubchinas kodosh. Va'achshav. And now in uvolet zion, anu koilalim gam loshin targum. We're taking the targum. Shemishom yenikas hashivim l'shoinois. That's what all the other 70 languages plug into. They're all connected to Targum. Shehu ikar b'china shaloi keseder. And Targum is shaloi keseder, because Targum is Tardema. Targum is how Chava was created. V'nichlal hakoil b'b'chinas koidesh. And we're plugging all those other languages, the shaloi keseder, into Loshna Koidesh. Al yidei hakedusha sho'omrim b'loshna koidesh. Through the Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh of Uvolet Zion, which we first recite in Lashon Kodesh, and then we repeat it in Targum. V'alkein, Oz Nimshach HaShefa. And by doing that, by accomplishing that, now the Shefa can come flowing down. V'nismale kol mishalos libeinu letoiva. And all the things that we had asked for earlier in the tefillah, throughout the tefillah, and especially in Shmoneh Esrei, now that's all ready to be fulfilled al yedei shenichlal shaloi keseder b'toich b'chinas keseder. Because of the fact that we accomplished taking the shaloi keseder and merging it into the keseder. We have a rule throughout Kabbalah always, that in order to generate Shefa, you need a Yichud. You need a unification. Unification means you have to take two and make from it one. The two are Hashem and the Shechina. The two are Adam and Chava. The two are Shaloi Keseder, Keseder and Shaloi Keseder. The way we do that in Uvolet Zion is by first reciting Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh in Lashon Kodesh. Rav Nosson Zal built a whole case to show that Lashon Kodesh is Keseder, because that's how Hashem created the world. That's Hashem's language. So it's Keseder. All other languages are a Bechina of Shaloi Keseder. And they're all headed by Targum. Targum is the chief of all the 70 languages. All of them, it's the bridge between all other languages and Lashon Kodesh. So by reciting the Kedusha in Lashon Kodesh and in Targum, Targum represents Shaloi Keseder. We're unifying the Shaloi Keseder with the Keseder, which makes it possible for there to be a Yeridas HaShefa. Val Shem Zeh Nikra Kedusha De Sidra. Now you'll understand why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch referred to that Kedusha as Kedusha De Sidra, Seder. Where's the Seder? Where's the lox and the... Where's the Shmura Matzah? What does Seder have to do with Uvolet Zion? Rav Nosson Zal says, now you understand. The Sidra Daika, because that's what's going on here in Uvolet Zion. We're establishing a Seder we're taking Shaloi Keseder and Keseder and putting together, making Seder. Ki Iker Kedusha Zu, because the main purpose of this Kedusha in Uvolet Zion is Kedei Sheyiyeh Naaseh HaKoel Keseder, to make everything into Seder, to make the Shaloi Keseder into Keseder. Kedei sheyismale mishalos libeinu az. Because if we achieve that, then we're going to be able to have all of our requests fulfilled. Sheze bechinas yeridas hashefa be'eis sho'imrim kedusha de sidru kanal. This is why the Zohar HaKodesh and all Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the time of yeridas hashefa is at the time of kedusha de sidru. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this even more. Now you'll understand also why we say the word Kodosh three times. We mentioned earlier that it relates to the three parts of the brain, Machshava, but now Rav Nosson Zal gives us another reason. We said that the Keseder was represented by Hashem's name Yudke Vavke in the form of Alephs, which was Mo, which was Adam, if you remember. Rav Nosson Zal says that the three Kodoshes are Keneged Bechinas Shloisha Alfin Sheyesh B'Shemo. The three Kodoshes also represent the highlight, the Dogesh, the important part of the Shemo, which is the three Alephs. The Aleph in the He, the Aleph in the Vav, and the Aleph in the second He. Shehu Bechinas Adam. And it's that Yud Kei Vav Kei that represents Adam. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why we say, Kaddish b'shmei maroi mo'ilo, Kaddish, in the holy, in the highest of heavens, Beis Shchintei, the residence of the Shechina, Kaddish al Ara, and also Kaddish down below. Ze bechinas hatshuva hanal b'maymer hanal. This ties in with the description of tshuva that Rabbeinu Zal presented over there in that chapter in the Kutimran, chapter 82, which we discussed in the previous year. Shehu bechinas, we had mentioned earlier that in order for a person to do real tshuva, it requires two levels. Im esak shamayim shamato, it requires knowing how to go up, that no matter how high you're climbing, no matter how successful you are in Yiddishkeit, in finances, in anything, you're always still realizing that Hashem is way above you and you have a long, long way to go to improve, to keep improving and getting better and better. That's one of the steps of tshuva. And the second step is va'atzia sho'el hineko, that no matter how far down I go, no matter how far down and out I am, either in religion, in Yiddishkeit, or again, in Gashmias, I know hineko, Hashem is right there with me. In my tzoras, in my problems, in my suffering, Hashem is right there, and I can always reach out to Him and get my salvation, and get my Yeshua, and go back up. And Rabbeinu Zal showed over there that that's what tshuva is really all about. Because tshuva is the month of Elul, and tshuva started by Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven on Rosh Chodesh Elul, came back down on Yom Kippur. Aliyah Yerida. The tshuva requires, it's called Darkei tshuva, the paths of tshuva. The concept of knowing how to go up and go down. Shezehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas kaddish b'shmei meroi me'ilo, kaddish alara. That's what's being referred to over there in Uvolat Tzion when we say holy in the highest of heavens and holy down below on earth. And that's why we say over there that Hashem's kavod fills the whole eretz. Bechinas lahashem ha'oretz umaloya. As we learned earlier, that when eretz, the malchus, the kavod, is attached to lahashem, then it's b'milua, then it's b'shlemus. Shemamshichim hakidusha oleinu, we're drawing this holiness down upon us, al bechinas malchus, all the way down to the malchus, shehu bechinas eretz. Malchus is referred to as the earth, land, down below. Ki malch validze hu bemaloya u beshleimus kanal. And when this light of Hashem is brought down to the, when the malchus is being connected to the Chochmah, to the light of Hashem, to Kedusha, then it's full, then it's b'shleimus. Ki malchus b'chinas eretz, nichlal b'chinas keseder, b'chinas odom, b'chinas kodesh. Because malchus, which is synonymous with eretz, which is shaloi keseder, which is chava, is plugging into keseder, which is odom, which is kodesh. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, we'll understand something else. Why before Uvolat Tzion? What do we do before Uvolat Tzion? We recite the Aleph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas Ashrei shoyim remikoidim. Now you'll understand why Ashrei has to precede Uvolat Tzion. Dahainu Tehila LeDavid. It's the chapter of Tehillim which begins with the words Tehila LeDavid. Shenisyaseid al pi Aleph Beis, which was organized based on all the letters of the Aleph Beis in order. Shekluimboy hachof beis asman. It has the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Ki tehila leDavid zebechinas malchus peh. Because look how that chapter begins. It begins with the words tehila leDavid, the praise which David Amela gave to Hashem. David is malchus, and tefila is malchus peh. It's all about the peh. Kidei shetia nichleles bebechinas aleph beis keseder. Aliyadei Kedusha de Sidra. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to take the Malchus, the Eretz, the lowest level, and plug it into Kedusha, Chachma, Keseder, Adam. And the way we're doing it is via the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis is an example of the Keseder, that flow of Keseder. Vezeh Bechinas, now you'll understand also why the Kedusha de Sidra begins with a pasuk speaking about the coming of Moshiach, uvo letzion goyel uleshavei fesha. The Redeemer will come to Yerushalayim, to Tzion, uleshavei fesha, to help all of us repair, correct all of our sins, fix all of our sins. Ki betzion sheshom habeis hamikdash v'kodesh kadoshim, because in Tzion, which is Yerushalayim, in which is found the Beis Hamikdash and the Holy of Holies, Shom klulim kol hayud mine kedushoi sheyesh beretz Yisrael. That's where you have all 10 levels of holiness that are found in Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein shom shar hashamayim. And that's why that's the entranceway that leads to heaven. Shederech shom oilin kol hatfilois. All the tfilois of all the Jews throughout the world go up via Eretz Yisrael, via Yerushalayim, via the Beis Hamikdash, via the Holy of Holies. Ki ha'olam bichloloi neged Hashem Yisborach hu b'china sheloi keseder. Because the world, compared to Hashem, the world is sheloi keseder. B'chinas tashrak, tov shin reish kuf, upside down. B'chinas, as the Gemara tells us, B'tishrei nivroilam. The world was created in Tishrei. Tishrei is the name of a month, and Tishrei also means upside down. Tov shin reish yud is the same as kuf, because yud is 10, yud is a 1 with a 0, kuf is a 1 with 2 zeros. In mispar katan, kuf and yud are the same. So when the Gemara tells us that the world was created in Tishrei, it's telling us that the world is a concept of shaloi keseder, compared to Hashem, who is the ultimate keseder, you know, and beseder. Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh Mishpatim, page 110, that again, that the world is a bechin of shaloi keseder, a bechin of dinim, gvu, bereishis boralikim es hashmaim esorts, midas hadin, shaloi keseder. Ki keseder ze bechin asmo, because keseder, we saw earlier, was referred to as odom, mo. The ha'olam, whereas the world, is not mo. Before the world was created, when there was only Hashem, there was mo, there was nothing. Or it's called ay, it's called mo sometimes, it's called ayin, nothingness, ein soif. But the world is the opposite of that. The world is called yesh. Hashem created the world, yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. The world is referred to as yeshus. Shehu b'chinas shaloi keseder. And yesh, gashmius, yesh, is a concept of shaloi keseder. Why? Rav Nosson Zal Shaul is clarifying concepts that are mentioned in the Sifrei Kabbalah that are not so clear. Here you have it made very clear. Ki hanhogas ho'ilom al yedei b'chinas malchus. Because we're told throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus that what guides the world, what manages the world, is the Malchus. It's the sphere of Malchus that's associated with the world. Ein melech b'loy am. This world is all about being mamlech Hashem and everything. Shehu b'china shaloi keseder. And we saw earlier that Malchus is shaloi keseder. Malchus is chava, isha, which is shaloi keseder. Ve'ikr chiyus ve'kiyum ho'ilam. Al yedei sheha'olam nichlal b'kedushas yisborach. And the only way that this world can exist and draw life and everything is if the world is plugged into keseder, which is Hashem. Dahainu, and who makes that happen? Dahainu al yedei Yisrael kedoshim, through the holy nation, the Jewish people who are called kodesh, shemekatshim atzmon, who sanctify ourselves, we make ourselves holy by going to mikveh, by doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, umekatshin es ha'olam. And by us being holy, we bring kedushin to the world. We take apples and pears, we make brachas on them, we put the name of Hashem on everything around us. We thereby are mekadesh, everything in existence. And by using things for kedusha, by using a car to go to a shir, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, that car becomes an object of kedusha. It's holiness. It's something being used for kedusha. Ve'oz nichlal ho'ilam b'kedushas yisborach. And through that, the entire world which again is Shaloika Seder, gets plugged into the holiness of Hashem. Va'oz nichlal ho'ilam bebechinas keseder. And then the world is being plugged into keseder, shu bechinas kodesh, which is called kodesh. V'ze ikar hachiyus kanal. And that's what gives the world life. That's what gives the world existence. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 1 in Likut Imran. He talks about Chachma being the chiyus of everything. You have to look for the Chachma in everything because that's the chiyus. But he says you can't get to the Chachma unless you go through Malchus. Why? Because you're on earth and earth is Malchus. Earth is down, earth is Shaloi Kaseder. So you have to know that there's these two levels. There's top and bottom. There's Hashem, who is the ultimate Keseder, Hashem, who is Kedusha, who is Chachma. There's earthliness, which is the opposite of that. Hashem is Ayin, earthliness is called Yesh, Yeshus, and the mission is to plug them into each other, to plug the Yesh Me'ayin, and thereby make all kinds of special things happen. Ki Iker Hachius, Hualidei Bechinas Keseder, because life comes from Keseder, Kanal B'maimaral, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran. Who supports the wife? Who's giving the wife her chiyus? The husband, Adam, who's responsible to give the chiyus, sustenance and everything? The husband is the one who signs the ksuba. Va'ano eflach ve'oikir ve'ezoin. I'm the one who's going to provide for you. You just stand pretty and create and give birth to children. I'm the one who's responsible to provide all the chiyus. The chiyus, the kedusha, the Torah, the tefillah, and the dollar bills. The ikar kiyum v'chiyus ha'olam al yedei Eretz Yisrael. And we know that the main existence and life of the world is dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom kol hayud mine kedusha is, because Eretz Yisrael is wall to wall kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has these 10 levels of holiness. Ki yesh kedusha lamala mikedusha, because there's holiness above holiness. K'may sham razal, as the Gemara says in the first mission of Kalim, ha-heichol mikudush menu, that the Beis Hamikdash, the outer part of the Beis Hamikdash is holy, the heichol is holier, is holier than that. The more you go inside, the more you go to higher and higher levels of ad lifnai v'lifnim, until you come to the inner sanctum of the Beis Hamikdash, shehu kodesh kodoshim, which is holy of holies, shehu ha'even shesia, that's where you had that rock from which Hashem originated the world, shehu ha'kedusha ha'asirus ha'elyonim ikulam, that's the 10th level of holiness, which is holier than all the rest. V'sham klulin kol hayud mini kedushas, in there is included all 10 levels of holiness. V'ha'even shesia, hu nekudo shemimeno hushtas oilam. The Evan Shasia is that dot from which the entire world was generated, spun off. Vahanekudo ein bot fisa. That dot is something that we can't touch it, we can't grab onto it. It has no gashmias to in a sense. Vahi bechinas mo. It represents this nothingness. Ki zois hanekuda sheklula miyud mine kedushais, because this nekuda, this Evan Shasia, which is all 10 levels of holiness, nechleles bebechinas mor, that's plugged into mor, shehu bechinas chachma, kodesh, which is pure spirituality. Therefore, again, it's not megushim, it's not gashmi at all. V'alkein Iker Aliyas Hatfilois Ein Derech Oeven Shasia. And this is why all the tefillos of all over the world go up to heaven via the Evan Shasia. Ki Derech Shom Nichlolim Hatfilois Bechinas Shaloi Keseder Bechinas Mo Keseder. Because it's via there that all of our tefillos, which are Shaloi Keseder, because tefillah is Malchus, remember? Dovra Mel said, Va'ani tefillah, tefillah is Malchus. Tefillahs are coming from this world, which is Shaloi Keseder. All of that is connecting to the Evan Shasia, which is super Keseder, and via there it goes up. V'zeh shemazkirin b'kedusha de sidra, and this is why, in the place where this whole Yeridas HaShefa is going to take place, which is Uvol Etzion, Kadosh, 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 we start off by saying, Uvol Etzion. We mention Yerushalayim, בבייס המקדוש, ובו לציון גויל, קידוש הציון, בחינס ובו לציון גויל, כי עיקר כלוליס שלוי כסדר, בבחינס כסדר, because the main place where the shaloi, the global shaloi kaseder connects with kaseder shezeh b'chinas kedusha de sidra, which is taking place in that part of the davening, hu derech tzion. It has to happen via Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, sheshom ho even shesia. That's where you have this even shesia, shederech shom oilin kol hatfilos. It's via there that all of our tfilos go up, al yedei hanekuda shel ho even shesia, through that spiritual dot of the even shesia, shenechleles bebechinas mo, which plugs into the nothingness, the oir ein sof of Hashem, bebechinas kodosh, ki shom klulin kol hayud mine kedushas kanal, because the even shesia is where all aspects of kodosh come together. So again we say uvol etzion goel, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. We're plugging the kedusha into the source of all kedusha, which is that even shesia. V'zehu, and this is why we say, uvo letzion goyel, that the goyel, the redeemer, Moshiach, is going to come to tzion. Ki ikar bechinas keseder yihye be'es b'es hagoyel tzedek b'mher v'yameinu. Because you know when when this world is going to experience keseder when Mashiach comes. Now this place is a jungle. It's one big shaloi keseder. Rav Nosson Zal once said we have to put a fence around the world, a big fence, and put a label on it. Meshuga, crazy. It's a crazy house. And he said, and I'm included. I'm also part of a crazy house. But the difference is, I knew somebody normal. Icha gekenta klora. I knew somebody normal, so that's why I'm not as crazy as the rest of them. I have some normalcy to me. But this world is shaloi keseder. Until Mashiach comes, people ask, why? Why are all the rabbis fighting? Why can't we get all the rabbis together? The answer is shaloi keseder. The Gemara says, because this world was created in Tishrei. This world is Tavshin Rei. Everything is upside down. We're in topsy-turvy mode. Until Moshiach comes, and he's the one who's going to make real seder. Ki achshov misnaheg hakoil shaloi keseder. Because now, especially while we're in Golus, we need to know that everything is upside down, topsy-turvy. Ki Yisrael lemato b'shiflus. The Jewish people are on bottom. We are looked down upon, rachman shiflus. The ha'umos same big dula, the great powers, United States of America, Russia, they seem to be running the world, making the decisions for the world, making the decisions for Eretz Yisrael. Same big dula, shaloi kaseder haroi, which is not the proper order of events. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Aval kishayovoi Moshiach. However, when Moshiach comes, yia hakoil kaseder, everything's going to be straightened out. She Yisrael yulamala, the Jewish people are going to be on top. V'chein bein Yisrael atzman, and that's not enough. Jewish people, which Jewish people? You got 4 billion different groups in the Jewish people. V'chein bein Yisrael biatzman, and so too among the Jewish people. Kol mi shemekurav yoyser el Hashem yisporah be'emes, whoever is really closer to Hashem, yiyeh lemala begdula v'toiva, will be in charge, will be on top, and will experience the goodness. Loi kemoisha misnaheg achshav shaloi keseder, not like we see it today when things are upside down, when the power and the money and the kavod is in the wrong place, it's upside down. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ikar b'chinas keseder, yeh be'ez she'yovoy letzion goyel kanal, that the real keseder is only going to be established when the goyel, when Moshiach is going to come to tzion, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Even Shes, v'alkein mazkirun uvo letzion b'kdusha desidra. That's why we start that paragraph. That paragraph in which we're going to show that we recognize that there's Shaloi Keseder and Keseder, and our mission is always to try to merge, to fold the Shaloi Keseder into the Keseder, to make that Yichud, which will generate the Yiridas HaShefa. That's why we start that paragraph with the words Uvol Etzion Goel, Kedei Le'oirer Hisnoitzitzus Moshiach, because we're turning on a light of Moshiach. We're mentioning Moshiach. We're turning on a little bit of that light. We're plugging into that. Kedei Lahamshich Gam Achshov Bechinas Keseder. Because how in the world are we going to draw any Keseder into this world? We just said before, this world is one big crazy house. This world is one big Shaloi Keseder. So even if you're going to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh 6 million times, how are you going to make any, how are you going to turn on any Keseder in this crazy house, in this Shaloi Keseder? The answer is, you know how we do it? By mentioning the future, by tapping into the future. By saying Uvol Etzion Goel, we're reminding ourselves that you're right. Right now, everything's upside down. Cuckoo house, crazy, Shaloi Keseder. But we know that there's going to come a time when there's going to be real Seder, there's going to be Keseder. By being aware of that, by recognizing that, being aware of that, we make a connection to that Keseder, and we're able to draw from that a little bit of light and energy that we need to make the yichud that we want to make now in the morning by saying the Kadosh, 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 and the Targum to be able to bring about the Yiridas HaShefa that we need for today. This is a concept that's mentioned many, many times throughout Breslau, throughout Sifrei Chassidus, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah. This recognition that you have the 6 days of the week and you have Shabbos. Our life in the world today is all Yemei Achol. Our Shabbos and Yontif is all Bechinas Yemei Achol compared to the real Shabbos, which is going to be only in the future. Then how in the world are we supposed to draw any Kedusha into it? By tapping into the future. Rav Nosson Zal shows us throughout Likutei Halachos hundreds of ways by which we connect. By saying Hayoim Yoim Rishoin Bashabos, Hayoim Yoim Sheni Bashabos, that even during the 6 days a week, we recognize that we're in a Bechina of Yemei Achol, but we know that there's a Shabbos. And the Torah teaches us that it's possible to draw Shabbos into the weekdays. That when you remember, Zochor Es Yoim HaShabbos L'Katshoi, Zochreyo Me'ech Meshabbos, that it's possible by remembering Shabbos, by remembering the concept of Moshiach. This is why the Gemara says that one of the questions that a Jew is going to be asked when he comes before the Heavenly Court, did you think about Mashiach every day? Why should I think about Mashiach today? I'll worry about Mashiach when he comes. No. If you don't think about Mashiach today, then you are in pure Shaloi Keseder. You're in Sheker. You're in weekday. Whereas if you do think about Mashiach, you're tapping into the Keseder. You're tapping into that light of the Geula, and you're able to draw some of that. You're able to draw some of Shabbos into the weekday to be able to elevate into the even the weekdays. So that even now, while we're in Golus, while we're in Sheker, while we can draw some light, we can draw some Kedusha, we can bring about that Yichud HaShalik Seder to bring about a Yiridas HaShefa that we need for now. Kedei lo'er hisnoitzis Mashiach, kedei lahamshich gam achshov b'chinas keseder. So that even now, in this world, in Golos, we can draw some keseder into it. Hainu, shefa, brocha, v'toiva. And what is keseder? Keseder is when there's shefa, brocha, and toiva. You know, when there's all kinds of goodness flowing from Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal, that with this we complete the laws of Kedusha, the Sidra. Rav Nosson Zal says, he has discussed this in a few other places, Ushare halochos hamedabrim in Kedusha, the Sidra. If you want to see other places where I discussed this Kadosh, Kadosh, Nichlal kol achas v'achas, Behilchas Nefilas Apayim. In Nefilas Apayim, which we had earlier, there also Rav Nosson Zal discussed this Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. These are very, very important concepts which are being presented in a very easy way. You know, and if you understand it here, when a person learns other Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, I have a friend in Shul, a man like older man who's Chabad, and he asked me if he used to learn with Rav Moshe. He asked me if I would learn with him Tanya in the mornings, 5-10 minutes. We learn every single word there. The terminology that the Bala Tanya uses is a little bit more in space, you know, less down to earth. The Breslov Sfarim, one of the differences between them, and again, each one is holy. This is one presentation. So his presentation is in Ein Sof, you know, using that verbiage. But if you learn the Breslov Sfarim, you're comfortable with all of that because it's been made so easy and so clear in these Sfarim that when you encounter it in other places, you know the terminology, you know what's on top and on bottom and everything, and able to appreciate it. Start the next halacha. Okay, we're continuing. Go ahead. The question is being asked regarding this Kiddusha de Sidra Nuvolat Tzion. Is it important for the whole shul to say it together? The answer is, it's a nice thing. It's a good thing. If a person is up to the same place, for everybody to say it together. It's not as critical as the Kiddusha in Shmon Esrei like. It's a different league completely. In many of the Litvish shuls, they make a major, major production of the Chazan stopping there and saying it. You know, if you're up to there, you say it together. If not, no problem at all. You say it when you get up to there. Not a problem. Not a problem.